Activity 5.
Continuing with his series of presentations on the diffusion of modern culture, today Professor Robert Blake will be considering the question of internet.
Good morning. Today I'm going to talk about internet in our society. Firstly, I want to look at some of the popular ideas people have about internet. And secondly, I want to consider to what extent these ideas are realistic or misleading. To start with, there are many conflicting ideas about internet. For instance, we might imagine that in the future there will be no barriers to communication and learning, that anybody, regardless of language or education, will be able to plug into the web and the whole world will be at their disposal. They will be able to reach out and pluck any fruit they like from the tree of knowledge. On the other hand, there is the fear that culture, as it is known today, will be diminished in some way. That with all this knowledge so freely available, won't the bastions and even safeguards of culture be sidestepped and fall into disuse? After all, who will need universities when everything you might want to know can be obtained from the web? What will happen to copyright and other forms of protection of creative work if a book, a film, or a new process can be instantly transmitted to anywhere on the earth? What will happen to language? Will we be using a simplified form of language easily available to all, or there again just communicating in pictures? Furthermore, to take it to extremes, will we be living in greater and greater isolation from each other, not communicating with our fellow humans, but merely with a computer screen? Let us now turn to the second question of this presentation. Well, although these ideas might contain an element of truth, they are simplistic, to say the least, and don't take into account the whole context of internet. For one thing, despite the fact that theoretically internet is available to one and all, in reality this is not the case. Unfortunately, we are not all equal in the face of computers. To use the web effectively requires certain new skills, which for some people remain a mystery. So the web tends rather naturally to be dominated by those who have mastered those skills. For another thing, producers of software are bound to find a way of controlling its distribution and people's access to it. The web has been compared to a gigantic book which is ours for the taking, provided we buy a new pair of glasses every 2 years. Certainly, in the future, we will constantly be having to invest in new machines and software to be able to continue to surf on the web. Turning now to the question of language, I feel it is highly unlikely that all language barriers will be overcome, and it is utopian to imagine that one day verbal language will become superfluous as everything will be expressed in images. It's true that creating new pictorial languages will be possible through internet, but certain ideas are enormously difficult to represent in images. Moreover, if the idea behind a picture is universally and instantly recognizable, its message is unlikely to be either a subtle or a complex one, and so we are not likely to learn a lot from it. In any case, all that is very far off in the future. Most of what can be found at present on internet is written texts, and the majority of those are essentially lists. So in fact, the word rather than the image, and the written word as opposed to the spoken one, is what we will generally be working with. I would like to conclude by saying that we are only at the start of a culture based on electronic networks. Although these are sure to bring about changes in the content of our culture and in the forms it will take, it's very hard at present to specify exactly what these changes will be. To illustrate this, let me make a comparison with the printing press. A period of about 200 years elapsed from the invention of the printing press to the generalized use of printed matter, which just goes to show how slow the evolution of printing has been. All I can say is that with multimedia, everything is still ahead of us.
All right, here you go. Juju, 1, 2, 3, hit it.